And we're starting right at the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Bet. So we're still busy trying to work out who the Tana of our Mishnah is. And we said that Rabbi said that it was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Plutak Mishon Chadamia. And we said it was a problem because we proved from Rabbi Akiva that all Rabbi Akiva needed was Hanacha on a Dalet. He never needed Dalet al Dalet for Hanacha, but we hadn't proved that he needed Akira on Dalet al Dalet. And we proved that from the fact that Rabbi Akiva didn't say you were Chayav twice. That it came into Shuta Rabim and out of Shuta Rabim and you only chayev once. So then we said that the Tana is Rebbe, right? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mechayev Rebbe Shtayim. Then we saw Rebbe was Mechayev twice. That Rebbe said you were chayev twice when they passed through Shuta Rabim from Shuta Yachid to Shuta Yachid. So there was a good proof that Rebbe Yehuda needed, that Rebbe needed, that you were chayev twice. He never needed da-da-da-da either for Akira or for Hanacha. Okay, that's what we're up to. That's what we got up to yesterday. So Gemara says, "Hi, Parala Rabbi Shmuel." But Rav and Shmuel both said on that particular bright which you quoted of Rebbe's, the Amrei Tarvayu. What did they both say? Lo b'chayev Rebbe, and b'shtei yachid makure. Where did Rebbe Yehuda say? Rebbe Yehuda Nassi said you were chayev in a case like that you don't need that at al dalid if something went past through a reshut. That was if it passed through b'shtei yachid, which was makure covered. It was a separate case. Why? Look at Rashi. Makure sheyesh lagag. Right, there's a makura here in the Kutra Rashi, Daf Tzamechet, where he says that makura means mechuse. Okay, we understand what it means, right? It means a cover with a roof on it. He says, why not? He says, because there, in Rishna Yachid, that makura, what do we say? The Amrin bitter command the mali adamia. The house, bitter the house, command the mali. It's like a house is full. When something's got a roof, I look at this room over here. There's tables, there's chairs, there's bookshelves, there's books, there's things on the walls. A full house, there's a good chance that something will land, that something flying through a full house will land on something that's got substance, that's full and will take off, so to speak. It doesn't have to, but if it's a full house, it's not air. Right? Look at Rashi here. The Davar Satum, called Sad, have a Kemalei Chafetzim. Something is closed from all sides, it's full of objects. Ad Gagot, to its roof. Ein Aviro Chashiv Avir. Therefore, the air is not air, it's not hollow, it's not empty, it's not just a room full of air. It's a room full of things. Hilchach Kola Nizrak Letocho have a Kemulach. Therefore, when you throw something into that room, it's as if it landed. Why? Because it's if it's a full room. Okay? It's theoretical. But when it's not covered, just an open area, Rebbe didn't say there that Kluta Kamisha Hun Chedamia. And therefore, it isn't as if it landed. It isn't if it took off again. So Rebbe would say, when do we say that you don't need da-da-da-da-da-da and the airspace works? When it's a full room, when it's a room with a roof on. If it's open, it couldn't work. Now, why is it a problem? Right? Because our case, let's think about for our case for a second. We've got a balabai standing inside, so it works inside the house. We've got the ani standing outside in Shtarabim, and that's clearly not covered. Or maybe not so clear, but that's the understanding now. So the Gemara says, V'chita, maybe you want to say, Hachanami Mekure, that really our case is speaking about a covered area, and therefore it works, what Rebbe's saying. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Hachanami Mekure, that could work in Shtarabim, in the person's house, the balabai. But Rishut HaRabim, Mekure, Mi Mechayev, Micha, but in a public place, Rishut HaRabim, does this covered story work? Right, look at Rashi there. The Balabait, El Rishut HaRabim, the Ani, Ki Mekure, but how can you work with the Ani? And why can't a Rishut HaRabim work? Right, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, then Amar Rav, Hama Avir Chayfet, Tadad Amar Rishut HaRabim, Mekure Patur. He says specifically, yeah, Rav says, that if you move a Chayfet in Rishut HaRabim, which is covered, you patur. Patur, remember patur means patur aval? Asur. Asur. Asur.
The covered area doesn't make it into a reshut.
Shurabim covered, it doesn't make it into a reshut rabbim, exactly.
The what?
If a covered reshut rabbim is not a reshut rabbim, it's alright.
Why not? Because reshut rabbim only goes up to 10 fachim.
Right, but it's still comic covered. The airspace reshut rabbim is only up to 10 fachim. 100% right. Why? For this reason, why? Look here. Shurabim asked a good question. Why do we care? He says, why? Look at Rashi, not like the camps in the desert. Look at the last wide lines of Rashi. We learn from the Mishkan, remember? Vayakel, remember that? Perik in Vayakel, Perik Lamed Hay of Shmot. Right? The Chomelach Mishkan Gamri lekama mi de Nismecha Parshat Rashi said it. Look here, mi Nismecha Parshat Shabbat le Parshat Mishkan bevayakel. We saw that. Parak Lamed Hay Pesukim. The first Pesukim, Aleph Ad Gimel, I think it was about Shabbos, and then started the Melochas about the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, when the Am Yisrael traveled in the desert, they traveled uncovered. You could say, but they had the Ananah covered. Maybe they were covered. I don't know. Yeah, that's just my question.
So it's a house.
A house, but Bisharach Yachid.
Yeah, but if a house is in a Rishut HaRabim,
but a house,
it's covered.
A house is Rishut HaYachid, even though it's a Rishut HaRabim.
What makes it Yachid? The walls?
Yachid, a house that makes Rishut HaYachid?
Tofes
Arva. Then you got a problem. Then you're living in Rishut HaRabim.
Everybody is welcome.
What makes Rishut HaRabim? The fact that it's fenced in and then it's got a roof. But even without a roof, it would still be Rishut HaYachid.
Does the Gemara ever say where you know that carrying is not
we'll get to it. The last melacha, we'll learn when we come to the melachas.
So maybe it's possession. Somebody owns it.
You went to spread it, but you could own. Yeah, but if you write, that's a good. But yeah, the Ravanan is okay. Certainly, yeah. Okay, let's. I don't ask about right. Yes, Shabbat. Right. So therefore, so we got a problem. Doesn't work if Rebbe says that it's specifically a house, a covered area, and that's what makes it work. It can't work in the Shnei Rabbim. Right, so what's okay? So now we got a problem. So how many? So who's our Mishnah like? Look at Rashi. The how many? The law by Makom Dalid. Who's the one that says we don't? So now we got a problem. Now we start looking outside the box. In the box, we're trying to find somebody who would tell us that Rishdayachi that Klutek Mishun Chedamia, right? And therefore, we don't need a proper Rishut. We don't need a Dalid Tvachim. And we started Rabbi Kiva, we came to Rebbe. So we said, okay, we got a problem with Rabbi Kiva because he only works with Hanacha. We got a problem with Rebbe because it only works when it's covered. And it can't work with Rabbi. So who is it that said we don't need a Dalid al Dalid? And Amr Zaira, Haman, who is it? Rashi says, yeah, the Lord Bayi Makom Dalid. Achairim hi, Achairim. Remember Achairim? We learned Achairim in Horayot, in Sota. Achairim as a rule is Rabbi Meir. So long Malach, and it's just worth making a point. I think we saw it in Brachot, Achairim as well. But Achairim, sometimes we'll find Machlokot in Mishnayot and Brightas where Rabbi Meir and Achairim were both mentioned in the same Brighta. And there's a big question. Remember we saw that Tosfot, it was not Tosfot, we saw that in Horayot, we had a whole discussion about it, that there could be somebody else called Acherim, maybe it's not always Acherim, maybe it's Acher is Rabbi Elisha ben Avuah, maybe it's when, Tosfot gave also a possibility there, that when Rabbi Meir teaches Torah that he learned from Acher, is called Acherim, when it's his own Torah, it's called Rabbi Meir. Also there's another opinion that after, remember that was Rabbi Gamliel, that was Rabbi Gamliel, when he punished him, it said he'd be called Acherim. The Torah that he had learned before that was called Rabbi Meir. What he taught after that was Rabbi Meir. Bottom line is the rule. We say Acherim is Rabbi Meir. So what says Mani Acherim, the Tanya Acherim Omrim, right? Amad bim komo vekibel chayev. Akar bim komo vekibel patur. The person standing in his place and he receives, you throw something at somebody and he's standing in his place. While he's standing both feet on the ground and he catches it. So who's chayev? Not the guy who's catching it, right? The guy who threw it. And if the guy who's catching it jumps off his place, he jumps in there to catch it, he's not standing on the ground, then the person who threw it would be patur. Look at Rashi, yeah? Amar bin komo, zarak chayfetz vekiblo acher. Somebody else catched it, caught it. Amar makabel. See, the receiver is standing in his place. Vekibel, then chayev. Look at the next word of Rashi, hazorek. Then the person who threw it is chayev. Why? De'ihu avar akira v'alacha. Because he did akira, he lifted up and he threw it and he landed into a guy's hand who was standing down. Akar hamakabel mimkomo, but the person who's busy receiving it jumped out of his place. Veratz likrat achevetz vekib, and he ran towards this object to try and catch it. Patur, who's patur? Hazorek, the guy who threw it. Why? Delo in avet hanacham mikocho, because then the guy went and caught it. So it wasn't the person who threw it's koach that landed it. If I pick up something and I throw it, and from my inertia, right, or that I throw it and it lands, boop, on the person, I put it on your hand. So I did akira halacha. If you jump up and you catch it while it's still mid-air, then I didn't do the halacha, you did the halacha, you caught it. You got it?
Well, they both patur then.
And then they patur. Oh, sure, they're both patur. Absolutely. Well, the person who caught it did nothing. Isn't even a gzaira drabana, because we saw that you only gozer a gzaira where there was a possibility to complete the melocha. And if you're only doing halacha, you aren't doing akira, you can't even complete the melocha.
So in both cases.
So in both cases, it's not going to be patur, right? Right, so Zachar Kibbutz Patur. Right? Amad bin Kobe Kiba Chayev. Why is he Chayev? Habin and Achal Gabe Bakom, Dalit, and Leika. Why would I be Chayev if you were standing in your place and I threw it to you? You caught it in your hand, it landed in your hand. Your hand's not Dalit al Dalit. Why am I Chayev? El Shma Mina. Why does Rabbi Zari say you Chayev? Kiz lo ba'inan makom arba. Because there's Pasha, there's proof. Rabbi Zari says if I throw something to you and it lands in your hand, you hold your hand out like this, I've got a good shot, I go, buck, it lands in your hand, I'm Chayev. How come I'm chayiv? Your hand's not dalet al dalet. Proof, Rabbi Zaria said you do not need dalet al dalet for hanacha. Okay? The Gemara said, wait a second. We come back to the same question we asked Rabbi Akiva. V'dilma hanacha hu d'lo ba'inan. Maybe it's only hanacha. When I throw it to you, all I can prove now is landing, I don't need dalet al dalet. Ha'akira ba'inan. Maybe I still need akira. We can't prove anything. Rabbi Zaria, clear? Everything clear up until now, right? And the Gemara said, you know what? And even Hanacha, maybe this Hanacha is not even a good proof for the Rabbi Zera. Why? Hanacha Nami. Dilma de Pashir Kanfei Vekibla. Maybe the guy receiving it didn't just stick his hand out. He took his jacket out, or like his cloak out, and he caught it in the Sudar. And that was 4x4. Look at Rashi Kanfei. Paras Bigdo. He took out his coat and he stuck it out like this and caught the ball. It's quite difficult, right? If you're throwing a ball in the air, then it's going to land in my hand. So I create a bigger area. I lift up my jacket or my shirt. And therefore, I caught it like that. He says, even Hanacha, he needs that. So Rabbi Abba Matniti Nami. So he says, now even our Mishnah's Kagon, Shekible Betraska. He says, you know what? We're talking about a case over here in our Mishnah even. She kibla, she akre. The Mishnah, the Agora Bach changes this. She akre mitraskal or vehiniach agabe traskal. What's really happening? You're right. We've got a problem here. We're talking about a basket. We've now moved out of this whole idea of just your hand. Now we're actually on a basket. What has been but a basket? The ikanami, even hanacha over here was a dalet al dalet. A basket's a big area. We're talking about an ani standing there now with a basket in his hand or that. But a basket, a basket. We're not talking about hands anymore. What are you talking about? Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hayadoketani. It says hand. The Mishnah says hand, right? He says, you know what? Tanei Traskal. Change the Mishnah to Traskal. That the ani or the balabas actually holding baskets in their hands. And we've got no problem anymore. There's no question of hands. No question, how could it be? It's chayiv. Everybody's chayiv because they're holding a Traskal. This is a basket. Now, let me just explain one concept we're going to come to in a second called God Asik or God Achit. We've heard these concepts. We'll come to it more when we get to Eruvin, right? But the idea, we know it from Sukkah as well, right? Then we've got the concept of Lavud, right? Lavud means if something is within three Tvachim, we ignore the three Tvachim, right? So if something is above the ground, but it's in three Tvachim on the ground, as if it's attached to the ground, here's a good word, David. Right? Attached to the ground. Good achit means that we look at something that's coming down as if it's going all the way down to the ground. So if I've got an area, let's say my phone, let's say this phone over here is dalet al dalet, and it's on a beam, like supported on a pillar like that, and the pillar is less than dalet al dalet, but on top of this pillar there's an area dalet al dalet, I regard that dalet al dalet as if the whole area all the way down to the ground was dalet al dalet.
When we do sukkahs.
As you walked down, I just said sukkah, right? He knows, because his sukkah relies on all these fancy hetari. Right? So now...
It's not a hetari.
It's not a hetari. Okay, you're not a hetari. It's a principle. Okay, I correct that. Not all these fancy principles. Okay. Still relies on the fancy principles, right? If you walk in his sukkah, you don't know the principles, you're not sure you're in a sukkah, right? But you are in a sukkah. He doesn't look like a sukkah, it is a sukkah.
Just right? Insulted
again
by lawyer.
No. Okay, right? So so that's the idea. So that's the idea. He has a kippah. Who wants a kippah? He has a kippah. Comes out a kippah, comes out a Gemara. Came with pants on? Yeah, you do. Right? So now...
That's because he was 2 weeks
ago. Right. That's, I mean, you go into confinement and you come out of kippah. Okay? So now, let's carry on. So now we've got a case over here of good achit. And this traskal we're speaking about is a big basket, which the top is at least 4x4. And therefore, if it's standing on something which is at least 10 fachim high, it becomes a reshut ha-yachid. Remember, reshut ha-yachid, we'll see later on as well. Reshut ha-yachid, even if you're in the middle of a shtar rabbim. Yeah, who are talking about houses? You. If you're in the middle of a shtar rabbim, and there's an area a stone or a tree or a block or a something, which is 4 by 4 tvachim wide and 10 tvachim high, that has the status of Rishut HaYachid in the middle of Rishut HaRabim. So we don't need walls. Anything which is identifiable, 4 by 4 and 10 tvachim high, becomes Rishut HaYachid. Put that in the back of your mind. It says like this. So he said, "What do you know?" It says, "Shiado." So Moshe, okay, wait a second. Now you're telling me we've got this Mishnah we're discussing on Daf Bet is all about baskets. That works very nicely for the Balabait. Because the Balabait has a basket in his hand because he's in Rosh Hayachid. Right? What?
The Yoni or the Balabait?
The Balabait's in Rosh Hayachid. And he's outside.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Okay. But if you've got a Truskal in Rosh Hayachid, now, the Gemara doesn't say, how can he be carrying a basket around in the Shura? I mean, that in itself is an issue doraita of tiltu. That's not the Gemara's problem at the moment. Gemara says, if the Ani has got a basket in his hand, then that basket is a Shura Yachid. And then now what happens? When the Balabait takes the money or the food, whatever it is from his Rishut, and gives it to the Ani, he takes it from a Shura Yachid, his house, and puts it in the basket of the Ani, and the basket is the Rishut HaYachid. So it's from Rishut HaYachid to Rishut HaYachid. What avar did he do? Why is he chayev?
Oh, because it's through the Kabuta.
Through the Shtar Rabim, you say?
He's going through the Rishut HaRabim.
Yeah. Okay, so I mean, that is important. The Gemara doesn't seem to be troubled too much about that, because maybe we don't say Klutta Kibishun Chadami when it's in your hand. Klutta only applies when it's being thrown through the air. And therefore, it's in my hand. I'm standing in Rosh HaYachid, and I put it into the basket on my doorpost, on my doorstep, which is also Rosh HaYachid. And therefore, and the fact that I'm holding it in my hand, it's if it didn't actually go through Rosh HaRabim, it went from Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaYachid. You can answer it like that, right? So therefore, it's like this. How did I trust Rosh HaYachid? Did I trust Rosh HaRabim? Rosh HaYachid. Look at Rashi. Rosh HaYachid. Why are we chayev because of Hotza? Right? So the Gemara is like this, Lema, the fact that we don't say that, right, that we don't say that, we don't say that it's a Rosh HaYachid, because we see in our Mishnah clearly that it's Rosh HaRabim. Our whole Mishnah is discussing that it's Rosh HaRabim. So we don't say that the Baal HaBayit is putting something into Rosh HaYachid. Which is the fact that we don't say that, Lema, the law, Rabbi Yossi, by Rabbi Yehuda. We don't hold Rabbi Yossi, by Rabbi Yehuda. What Rabbi Yossi, by Rabbi Yehuda say? The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer in a bright today, on Daf Kuf Aleph, we'll see that on. Na'atz kane b'shta rabim. If he stuck a peg, right, or a pole, or whatever, right? he stuck into the ground, some sort of pole. Ubrosho traskel, and on the top of this pole is a basket, and we're assuming the pole now is at least 10 tfachim high, right? And the basket on top of it, so it becomes a Rishut HaYachid. Vazarak, and then he threw something in the Shura Rabbi, and it landed al gabav onto the basket. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says he'd be chayev. Right, look at Rashi here. Shura Yachid who leimem matit de lo chashiv lei Rabbi Yehuda de lo Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda. Not like that. Vazarak Shura Rabbi, v'nach al gabav chayev af al gabav lemate lo havei kaneh rachal. Even at the bottom of this basket, the pole wasn't 4 tvachim wide. Hoyul ibrosho arba, since at the top it was. Amrinan good achit mechitze. We talk about that, right? We say good achit, and therefore this whole thing becomes Shura Yachid. V'havei Rishura Yachid gamur. And we don't say Dira Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda Pashat, right? So we say Lema de lo Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, the Tanya Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, Omer Na'atz Kanim Shurabim Broshon Taskel Vazrak V'nachal Gabav Chayev. We don't say that. Why? To eat Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda, if we held like him, and if you've got this basket, which becomes Rosh HaYachid, and then Pashat Baal HaBayit et Yado L'chutz, Baal HaBayit stuck his hand out, V'natan L'toch Yado Shel Ani, and he put it to the Ani's hand, and we're saying that the Ani actually has a basket in his hand, then Ama Chayev, why is the Baal HaBayit Chayev? He did nothing. He went from Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaYachid. That's clear, right? Everybody's happy with that. With me? What did he do? Big deal from Shayach to Shayachid. So therefore, it can't be that the Gemara says, you know what? We can't even say Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda. You don't have to write him up so quickly. And how come here we don't say like him, but in other cases we might say like him? Because Hatam there in that bright, which we'll see later on, Lemalemi Asara, right? It was above 10 Tvachim. And that's why it was outside of the Shtarabim already, Robert. It was a Makom Petor in that area. And there was Shayachin above 10 Tvachim. But here in our Sugya, in our Mishnah, where's the basket? The basket is below 10 Tvachim, and therefore it's not a Rishut Ayachid. Even though it's got a circumference or an area, surface area of 4x4, it's not a Rishut Ayachid because it's below 10. Huh?
In that case, if he would have thrown in Rishut Arabim from place to place, he would be Patur.
In there when it was Rishut
Arabim to Rishut Ayachid, below.
You mean Shayachid or Ayachid?
No. Because that case where they're both in Rishut
Harabim. In that case, there he says, there the Gemara there in Daf Kuf Aleph, he's speaking about a case where it's above 10 Tvachim. And that's why he was Chayev. Because he threw it onto Rishut Ayachid. If he would have thrown it onto Shtarabim, so he might be Chayev for throwing it more than Dalal Amot. But if it was less than Dalal Amot, you're right, he wouldn't be Chayev. Because it was within Shtarabim, correct? So the Gemara says, Kasher Rabbi Abahu. This whole concept here is difficult, Rabbi Abahu. Right? Kashan Rabbi Abayu, me Katani trust Gabshada. Because we basically revised our whole Mishnah. So our Mishnah speaks about a case where the guy's got a basket in his head. Dude, how can you say we've got a basket in his head? For Hayado Katani, we go back to ask that question. Remember, we said earlier on, Tnei, when we asked the question previously, the word said just change it to Truskel. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Abayu doesn't like this. What are you talking about? So Rabbi Abayu says, no. What's the case in our Mishnah? And I'm Rabbi Abayu Kagon Sheshil Shel Yado Lamatev Megimo Vekibla. What happened? How come his hand served as an area to be Mechayev? Because he put his hand lower than 3 Tvachim from the ground. We just said a second ago, Lavud is beneath 3 Tvachim. If your hand is beneath 3 Tvachim, lower than 3 Tvachim off the ground, it's part of the ground. So when I stuck it in my hand, I actually stuck it on the ground. And the ground's definitely Dalad al Dalad. So I've got no problem anymore. Clear? Right? So he says, Vekibla. So what are you talking about? V'ha'o met katani. The Mishnah says specifically, V'alabayit omet bifnim, v'ani omet b'chutz. Look here, Kaitzad. Ani omet b'chutz, v'alabayit bifnim. And it says, omed. Now how can you be 3 tvachim off the ground if you're standing?
Bending over.
So that's what it says. He said, okay, no problem. He said, what's your big deal? V'ha'a b'shoche. He was Shoche. I think that's what you pronounce it with a Shoche. When you bend over the Shoche, not Shoche. I think?
Shoche.
Shoche. Right, Shoche. When you bend over, he was bending over. Look at Rashi, Kofef Atzmo. Well, it says, that's one answer. Another possibility was, Yibarabba Baguma. Maybe he was actually standing in a bit of a pit. Because he was standing in a bit of a pit. So he was beneath the ground. So his hand, even without bending over, was within 3 Tvachim of the ground. That's a bit difficult, right? Look at Rashi, there, Bagome. Right? He says, therefore his hand was clutched. Another possibility is bananas. Talk about a dwarf. The guy's very short. So therefore, even standing upright on the floor, not in a pit, his hand was 3 things above the ground. Right? So the Gemara says, Abba Rava. Rava says, wait a second. What's going on over here? Really, what's going on over here? Now look at Rabbeinu Chananel. You got Rabbeinu Chananel in your daf there, anybody? Look at Rabbeinu Chananel. At the end of this whole sugya of Rabbeinu Chananel, after Nanas Katsur Bekomator, Rabbeinu Chananel says that the dwarf is very short in his heart. So then Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Venidchu elu kulam." The Gemara knocks us all these answers out. Ve'ukma Rava Hakin. Rava says, "This is what we're talking about." Okay, says like this. Amar Rava. So Rava is actually coming to knock all these. Rava says like this. Ichpal Tane Lashminan Kolhane. What, the Tane is going crazy here? To give us all these odd examples to try and find the most bizarre circumstances to teach our Mishnah. It doesn't work like that. Look at Rashi. Ichpal Tana Kulahai. Tarach Tana Becholzot Velo Ayalu Dienu Demotim Shnurushin Chayev Ele Dei Dvarim Alalu. Shein Darka Mekach. The only way the Tana could find an expression between you Chayev was all these bizarre cases that aren't ever happening. The most unusual circumstances. Steve says it's not a big chiddush, right? Okay, well, he thinks, Ritni Pashat Kanaf Big Doli Fnim Bavadal. He says, just simply say, Pashat Kanaf Big Doli Fnim. He put his, like we saw earlier on, his cloak of his jacket or his sleeve in, and he got it on Dalad Al Dalad. Pashat, give us a simple answer. So Rava says, bottom line, you know what the real reason is over here? You know what's really happening here? We say we need Dalad Al Dalad. I'll tell you what's happening here. Ela Amar Rava, Yadosh Ladam Chashuvalo Kedalad Al Dalad. That's the bottom line. A person's hand is considered dalad al dalad. Now for Yirak, don't even tell that. A hand, even though it's small, has got the chashivut of that. V'chein kiyat Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan. In Rabbi Kerit Tisha, he told Rabbi Yochanan, Yadosh Adam, chashivut look, that's not that. Pashut, Rabbi Yochanan says it. We know it on the Chiddush, not ever making it up.
A person is Rishut HaYachid by himself?
A person, hand is Rishut. If he's standing in Rishut HaYachid. If he's in Rishut HaRabim, he's standing in Rishut HaRabim. Not Rishut HaYachid. Because it would be, then the Balabad would be Patur. Person's hand was Shrei Yachid, then the Balabad would be Patur, because he'd be sticking into where you stand, your hand is a Dalad Dalad. So if you stay Shrei Rabim, your hand, and you receive it in your hand, if you receive it in an area of Dalad Dalad.
So the place is, the fixing place is where your feet are.
Okay, so I knew you were going to say that. And that's why I specifically never said that hand Nigrar Haraguf. Because the Chiddush at the moment up until now is that it's only your hand. So therefore, if your hand...
Where you're standing.
If your hand. But why doesn't that work? Because we saw that when the Balabait sticks it into the hand of the Ani, and the Ani's hand's inside his house, the Balabait is Patur. Mm-hmm. And if you write, then the Balabait should already have been Chayev. And the Balabait's Patur. When the Ani, in the Mishnah that we had, the Ani sticks his hand into the house, and the Balabait picks it up and puts it into the Ani's hand, the Balabait's Patur. According to what you're saying, the Balabait should be Chayav.
I was asking, because you said that according to where he's standing.
I never said where he's standing. I said that if he's standing in Rishut HaYachid, and his hand is in Rishut HaYachid, his hand is Dalad al Dalad. So I said he has to have where he's standing, but where his hand is. If he's standing in Rishut HaYachid, and his hand is in Rishut HaRabim, then his hand is in Rishut HaRabim. It's still Dalad al Dalad. It's not only where his feet are. It's where his hand is at the moment. I think.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, okay. That's red. Let's carry on. I'm Rabbi Avi. I'm Rabbi Lah. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Right. So I'm Rabbi Avi. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Zarak chayvet v'nach b'toch yisdo shachavayro chayv. So now we quote Rabbi Avi in Rabbi Yochanan. So we'll say, Maika Mashlam, what are you teaching us? We just said a second ago, Ki atu Rabbi Yochanan yadosh adam chashuv, that his hand's like a dalad al dalad. Rabbi now quotes Rabbi Elai, he said, Rabbi Yochanan, the person throws something and it lands in his friend's hand and he's chayev. So I don't understand, what's the chidush? Yadosh adam chashuv, like a dalad al dalad. Are you teaching me that? V'am Rabbi Yochanan, how does he really learn from Rabbi Yochanan? So what are you teaching me? So the question, why is it not a chidush and we have to learn it anyhow? We might have thought, when do we say a person's hand is dalad al dalad? When a person attributes chashivut to his hand, he wants his hand to be a makom chashuv. And therefore, it would depend on the person. No, makes no difference whether you want to, you don't want to. The person throws something at you and it lands in your hand, he's chayev, it's always a dalad al dalad. Amad bimkom of a kibel. Chayev. Now we saw this earlier, remember? We saw that in the Rabbi Zera. So if a person is standing in his place, v'kibel chayev, akar mimkomo v'kibel patur. He says then, if you're standing in your place and you get it, then you chayev. Right? Look at Rashi, amad bekomo chayev, who's chayev? The Zorek. Patur, and if you jumped out, then the throw is patur. Why? Because it was as if the guy who received it, he grabbed it. I didn't do hanachah. Remember we had it before, right? Tana miyachi, achayim omrim. Again, achayim omrim, remember. Amar mikom v'kibah chayiv, achayim mikom v'kibah patur. Now, by Rabbi Yochanan. Now we start getting in some interesting questions. By Rabbi Yochanan, zarak chayfetz. I threw something, right? I did akira. V'ne'ekar hu mimkomo. And then I ran over, I threw it up like this, in the air, 10 meters away from me. And then I run 10 meters, and I catch it. Right? The Chazar v'kibdu mahu, right? Now what's the case? So the Gemara says, "Makami baile," right? Rashi look Rashi. My svaikei kimi as a time of yiftor ha'avar akira. The Gemara says, "What's your question? I don't understand. Why would you even have having this in the guy's patur? It's pashut. He did akira, and now he's doing hanacha. Chayev, right? So Amar Rav Ada bar Ava. He says, "No. What's going on over here? Shnei kochot ba'adam, echad. A person's got two kochot." He's got a koach of Akira and a koach of Anacha. Kemi Baile, what's his question? What was Rabbi Yochanan's question? Shnei kochot b'adam echad. Ke adam echad dami v'chayev od yomek k'shnei b'nei adam dami. And he's part of maybe a person got two kochot, actually like two people. So maybe we know that in order to be chayev on a meloch, what do you have to have? We had it from Me'asot. Remember that pasuk right on Daf Gimel? Was it on Daf Gimel? We said it on Daf Bet. We learned from the pasuk. Right, me'am ha'aretz ba'asotah. haoset kula velo haoset miktsata. From the Afkim Rabbanan. Remember that you chayv only if it's a melocha, complete melocha. Maybe a person's got two kochot, and when he threw it up, he did one. He was acting as one person, the one koach. When he received like the other koach, is each koach the same person or they're like different people? So maybe the person who threw it up, not the same person who received it.
What's the difference between picking it up and walking and putting it down? Same person.
But in your hand the whole time. Correct. That's a good look at the Gemara's answer. Look at the Gemara's answer is Teiku. Quite amazing, eh? Right, Amar Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, Ichnis Yadol. Now we've got another question. Ichnis Yadol Toch Hatzer Chaveru Vekibel Megeshami. So now I'm sitting on my, I don't know, let's say you're sitting in like in an area where my window is the border of my house and my neighbor's house, his chatzir, and it's raining and I want some water, so I stick my hand out the window, and now it's in his chatzir, and I grab the raindrops into my hand and I bring it and I drink it. Was I mavir from his chatzir to my chatzir? Right, look here. Hichnis yado letoch chatzer shel chaveiro vekibel mei geshamim vehotzi. Took it out. Chayev. She's chayev, says Rabbi Yochanan. So I'm a matkif Rabbi Zaira. What are you talking about? Mali hitin o chaveiro, mali hitin o shamayim. What is the difference if his friend packed him up? We had the guy who his friend packed him up, then he walked out the house. Rabbi, look at Rashi here. Mali. If somebody else put something on him and he walked out with it, we haven't actually got there yet, by the way, to see whether we chayev or not. See, what if your friend put it on you or Hashem put it on you? I mean, who put the water onto my hand? Hashem stuck it in my hand. I didn't grab it. I was put it in my hand, right? I'm not sure I understand this case so much, right? Is Ehu lo aved akir? He didn't do anything. So Gemara says, "No, lo time kibel ela kalat ela aima." Rashi actually has a girsa here, ela aima kalat. Says you are don't learn that as Rabbi Yochanan ichnis ado toch chatzir chaveru vekibel meigeshamim. Say ichnis ado toch chatzir chaveru vekalat meigesh. What does it mean kalat? He actually like grabbed it in the sky. So there wasn't hanacha, and he said, no, now there's akira, I've got it in my hand, and now I bring it into my rashut, or into different rashut. I did akira. I had it, and now I take it from that to a different rashut, to a different chatzir. Okay. Think, as it's going to be, I did akira. By grabbing it, I chapped it. Look at Rashi here. Don't say he didn't do any action. He's just putting his hand out, passing and receiving the water. And I'm a kalat. The havamina here is, kishaya ha-kiluach, when the rain was falling, heka b'yado achat, v'kiblo b'chavreta, hit him with this hand, and he grabbed it in that hand, the avad le'akira. He did akira, was in the air, and he went back, and that was the akira, and he grabbed it in that hand. And now he brought it out to the Rashut.
So if it wrestles,
then he wouldn't have done Akira. They did nothing. If you're just landing outside. That's why I have to say Kalat, not Hiniach. Oh, that's what you're saying. Okay, sure. Right? So now, you want to say, what are you talking about? But we spent the whole last Amud, right? Or Amud and a half, almost a full daf, discussing that we have to have Dalet al Dalet for all these things. And now we say that, where did you do Akira? You smacked it in the air. You did Akira. So he said, well, we need that out of the
neighbor's garden.
But it wasn't, it was in the air. It was in the air space. We hit it like this, and I caught it in his hand. So I just, that hitting the water like that, that was the Akira. But I did Akira from where? From in the air.
Is it over 10 fucking months?
I don't know. So he said like this, Rabbi Iduna Kegon Shekalat Me'al Gabe Akotel. No, it had landed on the wall. It was on a wall, and I smacked it off the wall. So it was rested on a wall of four tvachim. Was agave kotel nami vahalonach? But so if it's on the wall, what's happening on a wall? It's busy dripping down the wall. If it's dripping down the wall, it hasn't rested yet. And we want something that was nach to do akira, right? So he says no. Hacha. So he says like this. Okay, Amar Rava. Rava says bekotel meshupa. Look at Likutei Rashi at the bottom. He says bolet milamata umetzar milamala. It's like a wall like this. Okay, like a wall like this, like a bit of a slope. So the water wasn't running down very aggressively like a solid, like a perpendicular wall. It was almost resting on the wall because the wall was at a big angle. So to our case, like that example that Rabbi gave over there, which was, or Rabbah, the actual case of Rabbah. So to our case, we speak about over here, on a wall that was resting. It was Vahech Itmar to Rabbah Aha. And how do you know Rabbah's case at all? He's talking about this sort of scenario, right, where a wall is resting, you did Akira Daha, Tatnan, Hayakorba Sefer. This case over here, right, this is a Gemara in Eruvin. I think we'll see that on our Gemara as well. Because here we're talking about from different Rishiyot. Hayakore Besefer ala Iskupa. Now, what is the Iskupa? You know, the kids are all learning now for psychometrics, right? So they're really learning, so they haven't learned. They've got to, part of the things, they learn all fancy Hebrew words. They've got to learn like, lots of fancy Hebrew words. One of the words in the list that they get to learn is this Iskupa.
Really?
So if you learn Gemara, then you know all these words. A lot of the words, Ashashit. Remember we had the other day, Ashit, the lantern? Remember we had the case of the lantern where he was carrying the flame? Ashashit, it's also one of the fancy words they get to learn. These are all words which are like not colloquial, common Hebrew words, but he has one of them, right? Hayakoreb a sefer ala iskupa. If he's reading his sefer, Rashi says a sefer, call svarim shlehem asuim kemegila. Okay, like it's inyan adiyomet leshoshapurim, like a megila, right? Which means that they like roll out. Okay, so he's sitting on the roof, sitting on a stoop. Iskupa is a stoop, right? Like not a stoop in Afrikaans, like a porch. Right, like on the porch of his house, and from the iskupa will be the Rishna Rabbi. Right, v'nitgalgel asev miado, and the book unravels in front of him. Golelo, it's no, he can bring it back. Look at Rashi, nitgalgel asev miado, v'rosho echad, but he's still holding onto the one side. Golelo, it's no, he can roll it back. Beperik bachud eruv, we see the last parak of eruvin. Mokim la, what are you talking about? Be iskupat karmelit, that this porch that he's sitting on is actually a karmelit. It's not a Rishna Yachid, not a Rishna Rabbi. To the Rabbanan area. Kagon Gove Shalosh, at three Tvachim high, Veroch Vod Dalet, and it's got Dalet al Dalet as an area. Veroshna Rabbi Moverit Lefanav, and right in front of me is Shna Rabbi, so you've got to be very careful. Because if it rolls from the Karmelit to Shna Rabbi, he can't bring it back, but he's still, because he's holding one side of it in his hand, right? He says, Shna Rabbi Moverit, Nafal Kule Miyad, if the whole thing rolled out, Umahadrele, Shna Rabbi Askupa, Lav Chiyuv Chatat, it's not Chiyuv Chatat, but it's still Yisrael Rabbanan. Since he's holding on to the one side, there's no akira because it never actually settled properly in the ground. Weren't gozer there in such a situation. However, if he was reading on the roof, right? Now Rashi says there, Shehur Shna Yachid. There's not a carbid. Now it's Shna Yachid. And now the book rolls out of his hand, the Sefer. Ad shelo higia la'asarat tvachim golo etzlo. If the house, we assume the roof is higher than 10 tvachim high, right? So it rolls down. If it hasn't yet got to 10 tvachim within the grounds area, so what area is it in? It's in the makom?
Petor.
Right, so makom to the shirabim. So there, no problem, roll it back up. But if it landed already, it went lower down, it's now within the 10 tvachim of the ground, right, now we've got a problem. Look at Rashi. Now he can't run it back any longer. Why? The Gazura Bana Mishum Shvut. If it's within the 10 tvachim on the ground, you can't do anything. Because what are we concerned about? If we allow you to roll it back now, when it's already within the 10 tvachim on the ground, it's in the airspace of Shtarabim, you might, if it falls into Shtarabim, you might come and roll it back, pick it back as well. You know, even you're holding on to one side, there's a gzaira here. You've got to treat it now as if it's already in Shtarabim, you can't bring it back. So what do you do? Because you're holding a sefer now, which is kadosh. You can't leave it there the whole of Shabbos facing upwards. So the Gemara says, you know what you do? Now we're assuming that you're reading it and it opened out that the letters are facing outwards. Just turn it around so the letters are facing the wall and it's more mechubad. Right? So remember, we haven't done lose sight of what we're discussing, right? We're trying to establish how this wall is considered a place that the water rested. Remember? That's our question, right? So we've got this example of the Sefer. So now the Gemara says, Vahavina, but on that Mishnah over there in Eruvin, we ask the Kashya. Amai hofcho al aktav. Why do we have to turn it around? Ha lo nach. It never settled. Look at Rashi. Ha hofcho al aktav, ha lo nach. Amai asu le golo etzlo. Why could you write it back? There was no hanacha. Hanacha means that it's settled. We talk about a wall of a roof. It's not rolled down. It's not hanacha. Just write it back with you. It's the mid-air. So he says, no, what are we talking about? V'amar Rabba, Rabba said on that Mishnah over there, v'kotel mishupa. It was at a slant like this. Already the book did rest. It had stopped and it had settled. There was hanacha. Look at Rashi. Mishupa, bolet milamato metzah. It was like a wall and a slope. D'nachle alatoshipo. It was kind of at an angle. An angle wasn't strong enough to make the book roll down. And the book had rested. And therefore, was a totu. Here says Rava. Rava says, in our case, well, just like there, it was nach. So too, the water was nach. It was on this slope, etc. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Emur d'amar Rava b'sefer. There we can say with Rava, when he said it with regards to a book, why? The avidanaich, because a book is heavy, and it's a big book, and therefore we can assume that it can rest on a slopey wall. Mai mi avidanaich, but water? What does it rest? Water is always looking to get down to the lowest point. We know that. The water will carry on dripping down until it gets to the ground. There's gravity here. So Rava actually accepts this. Okay, you're right. Okay, that's not the reason. We can't bring that example over. There's the book. El Amar Rava. What are we talking about? So what's the case over here? Why do we say this guy is chayev when he stuck his hand out? It wasn't that he got the water off a slopey wall, because at Achinami the water there wasn't a state of rest. So what was the story? Really there was a little bit of a pit there, like a hole in the ground in his neighbor's chatzer. The water fell into this pit and he picked the water up off the guma. Out of the pit, out of the pot, out of the water. So there's water on wall, like a little paddle. Like a puddle of water. And he picked up the water off the puddle of water and then did Akira. He lifted water out of the puddle and the water was in the water, was rested in the water, and he picked it up out of the water and that was called Akira. So now we learned the new concept that water in water is at rest. Okay? And that's the opportunity now for the Gemara to go. Right, now, let's start fun and games. So he says, but what I don't understand. What are you talking about? Guma pshita. We don't need a chidush of Rava here to come into this whole story over here. Amar Rabbi Yechia, Amar Rabbi Huna, Kagon, Shirami Al-Gabi HaKotel. Says he had Mali, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hichnisa, Adon HaTok Chatzer, Chaver of the Kibel, Meik, Shem, Votzi Chayev. What's going to be? That's Pashut. We don't need Rabbi Yochanan Hichidushim in this whole 5, 10, 20 lines of a Gemara to tell us this. That's Pashut. He says, no, not so pashut. Why? Mahu de tema. What would we have thought if we hadn't learned this? Look at Rashi. Lav hainu anachatan. Tavekira to akira deha naidei va'azlu. Right? He says, what would we have thought? Why would we have thought that this water is not bahanacha? He says, mayim agabe mayim. Lav hanachahu. We might have thought that water on water is not really hanacha. Because it's all mixed up. It's all water. What do you mean water is resting on water? Kamashmalan, the chidush of Yair, look at Rashi. Kamashmalan, the hainu hanachatan vakiratan akira. There's a big chidush of Yair. This water, I've got my cup of water here. If I go like this and take out some water, that's called akira. That's akira. Vazaratam, Rav is consistent. Dama Rav is like this. Mayim, agabe mayim, hainu achatan. He said it straight out. And he said like this. So water on water is hanacha. Egoz al gabe mayim lav hainu hanachato. Rabbi told it somewhere else. If you've got a nut floating in the water, right, and you pick up that nut, that wouldn't be called akira. Because the nut on the water, if you've got like a nice big nut floating around the water, right, that's not at rest. When something's on the water, it's not at rest. It's floating around. That's not called hanacha. But water on water is called hanacha. So Gemara's like this. By Rava. Rava says like this. This is a Gemara we saw also in Eruv. It goes bekli. So now we've got a question. So now it's like this, that the nut on the water is not banacha. But you've got a kli, so you've got a pot floating on the water. And the nut is in the pot. So the nut in the pot, is it banacha? Yes. Correct. Clearly, right? With me? Everybody agree? Right, Robert?
Yeah.
Right? So he says, now you've got the pot floating on the water. So the pot on the water is not banacha, but the nut in the pot is banacha. So now, do we say batar egos azlina vaha naich, or do the batar kli azlina vaha lo naich the naid? So now we got a question: if you pick up the nut now, do you akira because the nut's in the pot and that's naich, or do we go after the pot and we say the pot's not naich and therefore everything in the pot also is a naich? Look at the Gemara's answer. Take him. Right, shemen. So now, carry on. Shemen shetzafa gabayayin. Now we've got another situation here. We've got oil floating on top of wine. Now Rashi points it over here. It's very interesting. He says, shemen shetzafa gabayayin. Uva akara shemen v'otir shrabi. Now you took the oil out of the water, off the wine. Right, so we know that shemen will always rise, right? Oil will always be on top, like with water. If you take the oil off the water, do we say that the oil was resting on the water, and now you did akira, and you carry out the water, and you chayev, you over on hotza'ah from Shliach Shurabim? Or was the shemen not back hanacha, was naich? Machloket Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'Rabbanan. It's a machloket. Now this machloket over here is also in Eruvin. But really, the reason why we've got wine over here, Rashi mentions it along the way, he says, we have not gabe mai, but also work with regards to water for our purposes with regards to Shabbos. But inyan truma lo sagid lo nakajayin. But why did the Mishnah there actually mention wine? Because they were discussing a case of truma. The oil and the wine are both truma. And we'll see in a second, the question tells us that the tvul yom, a guy who's still got a level of tuma, lifts up the oil. Our question is, by touching the oil, did he also metame the wine? Which, are they joined or are they separate? With me? That's the question. But for our purposes, really interested only in the Akira. Right? So, and this guy is with Tfulyom. He'd gone to the mikveh, but he's waiting for the sun to set. Right? Now, it says, Elo pasal ela shemen bilvat. Chachamim say that he only posels the shemen. In other words, look at Rashi there. Lo pasal ela shemen bilvat. The fish and chiburz, they're on joint. The shemen pasul, and the shemen has pasul. Velo tameh, it's not tameh, hilchach lo pasul eliyai. Because the shemen, the guy's a tfulyom. So he doesn't make tameh anything, because he's not tameh, but he isn't tahor enough. So it's only a pasul, a psul. So because it's a psul, the shemen is food, and the shemen can only pasul the yayin if the shemen became tameh. Remember? Food can make tameh, remember, a person can make tameh food. You come at time ochlin the kain. We're not going to issue Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says they're mechubarim. Rabbi Yehuda says no, they're mechubarim. If they're mechubarim, then it's considered naich. Like the water, remember, the water is joined together. So when water is all settled together, water, if you lift up water from one piece of water out of the cup, the water was settled. If the shemen of the wine are mechubar, it's if like the water, and it would be settled. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said you chayev on Shabbos. Chayev say you on chayev on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yochanan. A new example. Hayata unochim mashkin v'nichlas v'yotzekul yom kulo. Now a person's laden up. Okay, a tatur mashkin. Mashma, shelo ta'anu lechach. He didn't want to do hotza'ah. And hayata unmishayach, he was inside his house. K'lelo lichom mizavit lezavit. U'mishakar aglav nimlach v'yatza v'nichlas kulo yom kulo. What happened was, he was actually, what, he got a big house. Let's say you're in the shul over here. It's a big area. And you go into the kitchen now, and you pick up a whole bunch of food to bring outside here into the hall. And you forget. And you walk out the kitchen into the hall, and you lose consciousness. You remember that you left something at home, and you now suddenly walk up the stairs, and you now go outside, and you're carrying the stuff in your hand, and you forget Shurabi. But you didn't want to go outside. You just wanted to go from the kitchen to the lounge, to the hall. Right? So your purpose of Akira wasn't the kavanah to go outside. So now if you just carry on walking and walking and walking and come back into the kitchen, you never stop for half a second. There was no hanacha along the way. So maybe you're okay. If you stop across the road now because a car's coming across the road, right, and you stop, would there be considered hanacha outside? You got it? Clear? Let's sit over here. Look here. Let's go. I'm running out of time now. This is what Rabbi Yochanan says, right? So Rabbi Yochanan. There's Rabbi Yochanan, right? And you aren't chayev until you stand still. Look at Rashi. Eno chayev, right? Ad sheyamod. V'achar kach yakor atzmo letzet amid gufa vadai. Kan achad chayev is dami. Then you stood still. Hilchach ki amad v'akar amanat letzet mechayev. Aba b'lo amid eleika akir el akir rishona v'hi lo haeta amanat letzet. V'to lo chivay lemenech machshevet. When you stood still outside and then you carried on walking, there was an akira in Shurabim to go across the road to Shurabim. But your original akira in the house, from the kitchen to the lounge, to the hall, wasn't an akira. It was a melech machsheves. It'd be patur, right? So the Amar Abaya, Abaya said it would depend. Who shamad lafush? That's if he stood still to rest, to take a break, right? Then it was considered a hanacha. The Mishnah Shasya adds in here, aval omed lekatef patur. But if you only stood for a second because it was heavy, just to like try and like fix up the stuff, like switch hands, and he wasn't really a proper stopping, that's not called stopping. Nef wouldn't be chai there, be carrying with him. If we put in a lock on this, let's think for a second. Stopping will depend how you stop to see if you stopped. If you stopped to rest, that's a proper stop. If you're stopping toch kedei, like you're quite happy to walk, your intention wasn't to stop, but for slipping out of your hand or something, you're going to switch hands, you got it on your back and it's like falling and you fix yourself up, or you lean against the pole to try and like get the backpack high up onto your back, that's called the katef. That's not called stopping. In a red light, I don't know. Maybe you're not stopping, right? So say, look over here. Just move quickly. He says like this. Zafush. So how do you know that? He said, I'm a mark. So we say like this, and Mar, when our buyer's talking, Rashi says that Mar means Rabbah. That Rabbah was Haba Rabbeid Abai, was his Rebbe. So he says from me, I'm Rabbah. Rabbah said, Toch dal amot amad lafush patur. If you're walking in Shtar Rabbi, and you're carrying something, and you haven't yet gone over dal amot, and then you stopped lafush, lafush meaning a proper stop for rest, you patur, why? Because that's a proper stop, and therefore you didn't actually do a full dalet amot. If you stopped le katef to fix up the belt on you, and then you carried on walking, are you chayev? That stopping isn't considered stopping. You with me? We agree. Chutzal amot. If you stopped outside dalet amot, right? You've walked now more than dalet amot, and amad lafush, and you stopped only to rest. That's a proper stopping. Therefore, you've now walked dalet amot and you've had an hanacha. If you lekatef, you've done a full dalet amot, but you haven't yet stopped. You still only just stopped just to fix it up. You patru. Why? Because you haven't done a hanacha yet. So he says, the Maika must not say, what's the kiddush? I don't understand. What are you telling me? He says, ta akira mishar yishon lechach. He says, what are you telling me? There wasn't an akira for that purpose. But Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Chadazim, Rabbi Yochanan tells us, the Amr Rav Safra, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, ha-mefane ha-fatsi mizavit lezavit v'nim lechalev v'otzeyam patru. Rabbi Yochanan tells us the kiddush. If you're in your house and you're moving from one, the kitchen to the lounge, and you forgot, right? And you went outside, you know, outside, you patur. Why? Shloya ta akira mishar yishon lechach. You didn't do akira. There was no melochim machshevet. So what's the chiddush? He says, no, Amoraya and Ninu. Now, Amoraya normally means a machlok. It's not really a machlok. No, they're just different Amorayim. He says, Mar Amalei Bahai, they're both saying the same thing. One just said it this way with regards to Zavit and Zavit, and the one tells you the other way. Mar Mahalishna, Mar Lahadishna, that's saying the same thing. Aloha, bottom line is that if you did Akira, and you never had a kavona to go out into the Shurabim, and you carried a walk, and you didn't stop, and you came back into Zerachit, you're on Chayev, you patur, because you didn't have any hanacha for that purpose.